You are no longer me.
Okay. Good evening. It is 5 o'clock, Monday, the 20th of July, 2020. This is the continuation of the Town of Curry Beach Emergency Management Meeting. May I have a motion to proceed?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we'll start once again with input from the department heads for the weekend. Chief Kennedy.
Thank you, Councilman. I don't really have too much on the COVID side of things. We did have a slightly busy weekend, fireside, lifeguard side. I think we had 30 plus or minus rescues on the beach this weekend, which, like I stated last week, is about normal. We had a vehicle rollover on Friday, which the police department did a fantastic job of shutting the road down, make sure everyone was safe. We had a structure fire in Carolina Beach yesterday. Everyone did a great job. And then today we started the junior guard camp. And we're pretty much taking the same approach that we did during our lifeguard training. We're splitting them up into groups of 10, no more than 10, so that way we can keep them as distant as possible. And then depending on the parents' wishes for a mask, they are bringing their own mask and wearing them accordingly. So it went well. We actually had very good feedback. I haven't heard anything else from outside parties, but we did have a couple of parents come back after the camp today and say that it was run very well, and they were impressed with everything going on with COVID. So.
Okay. Any personal injuries on Friday evening on that vehicle turnover?
No, sir.
No? That's fortunate. Any questions for the chief?
No, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Chief Kennedy. Chief Bowden?
We don't have any COVID updates. Our beach patrol guy started today riding the beach again, so it's a limited time. But I believe he wrote one ticket today, so he'll be out there off and on throughout the week and for the next couple of months.
Okay, so he started today. He's already performed a function.
Yes, sir.
All right.
That was a bomb.
Yes, sir.
Anybody have questions for Chief Bowden?
No.
Thanks, Chief.
Thank you.
Jimmy, Public Works.
I just want to let council know that we did have an employee that was around COVID, so we sent him home Friday, and he got tested Friday and came back negative. And we also sent another guy home just because the two guys worked together, just precautionary measures. Other than that, no other COVID updates. It's been right at 9 or 10 days now for the one guy that was possibly exposed, so I have no word from him today, so I guess everything's pretty much okay.
Okay, so he did come back negative, though. His testing
yes,
came back
yep.
negative. Okay, well, it's still good to keep him out in case he was asymptomatic or whatever.
Absolutely,
but,
just
yeah,
precautionary.
All right, good job there, Jimmy. How about the, did we have a break over the weekend, Jimmy? Was that a main break or was that a break on the water?
The pump station.
The pump.
Oh, yes, no, it was just a, pump that, brings chlorine in.
Okay.
It's the chlorination line.
Yeah,
chlorination line.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
It's the
side. That's
why we're
trying to decide. Yeah.
All right.
So we got
no issues in for the water or anything else.
Right.
Everything's
yeah.
cool.
Okay.
All right. Good. Okay. Nikki?
No updates.
No updates. Thank you. Actually, we are having the marketing tomorrow, right? Tomorrow's Tuesday. Are we having our...
The market?
The market.
Yeah, sorry, I thought you were talking marketing committee.
No, I'm sorry.
Market, yes.
So we do have the market tomorrow. We'll see how that goes, and then you can make a decision on next week. How about it, Arlen? How about yourself?
No updates.
Okay. Liaison for...
No updates.
No updates for John. And how about for admin?
No updates.
No updates, okay. All right, let's quickly go through the numbers. There's some bad news and some good news in the numbers. Of course, the bad news is that the numbers have gone up again. In some areas, they have not gone up quite as fast, which is, that's an improvement. 28449. Cases went from 9 to 10 since last Friday. 28428. Cases went from 66 to 70. 28412 from 260 to 280. 28403 from 337 to 382. The increase was about 70 in that period of time, increase of 70 cases as opposed to the 100 cases we had the previous week. So the number of cases are down, but there are more cases. New Hanover County was at 1,304. We are now at 1,735. That's quite a jump. Actually, do you have a number for, I'll take a look. I'm not sure that that's a 720 number. For North Carolina, hospitalizations went from 1,142 to 1,086. The cases went from 91,266 to 101,046. The presumed recovered went from 67,124 to 78,707. So some of the numbers are in fact coming down. When you look at the totals, they are in fact up. But we do need to see a consistent surge of numbers retreating. David, you have any numbers to report?
Yeah, just for the 12 metrics that are tracked, only one is still in the red, and that's the average daily increase. So you want that below 10%, or at least that's what the medical professionals asked, and we're basically at 24%. This is as of Friday afternoon. The Monday numbers are not out yet. And then last time we talked, we had three metrics in the yellow. Now there are only two, which is ICU beds occupied with COVID patients and PPE. And really only one of the PPEs or why they're in yellow, and it's the gowns. But when we talked last week, we're asking again to talk with the other leaders in the community. There's still no guidance from New Hanover Regional Medical Center for any actions at this time through the emergency management system. So they're still watching, still hoping that the current path forward will keep us out of trouble with the beds in the hospital, because that's really the strategy. So that's where we are still. But we're continuing to watch it.
Okay. Being consistent with the direction of the council, where we have been following the measurements for the state, the county, and the hospital, we're in a position, based on the information that was provided last week, David, from the hospital, I did reach out to the other municipalities in the county to see if we wanted to take some type of concerted action. I have not received any type of unified response on that, but I would like to talk about one thing, and I would like to talk about the feelings, if there's any beliefs that we need to take any additional actions to make sure that we are supporting the hospital or doing our best to keep the number of cases down. I know we have done what we can do relative to the town hall. We've done some good work in the department heads, in our department head meeting. We have a consistent approach to the way we use our buildings. We have a consistent approach to the way we are managing our folks if we have suspected cases. Now the question is do we need to do anything in the community? And I would open it up to the council to see if there are any ideas prior to me giving you any of mine. No, Alan?
No.
So?
Nope, I have none.
None? John?
I wish there was a way to encourage more use of masks, but I don't have any other ideas on how to make things any better.
Okay. You have anything you'd want to
mention? Yeah, so I think New Hanover County Emergency Management was talking about changing the messaging about masks, but that's all they're discussing right now. That's what they talked about last Friday. So I expect to see more messaging from the county this week about that. At least that's what they were talking about Friday.
Okay.
But no other actions, really.
In looking at this, I would tell you that on Friday, I'm sorry, I guess Saturday it was, I drove down to the end of the island and I was amazed at the number of cars in things that were not our jurisdiction. At the Air Force Base, the cars were parked four deep on the other side of the fence. At the Battle Acre, every space was taken, as well as a good deal of across the street where they're doing the open parking. The aquarium was closed, but the state area for the parking for the state beach was just about 100% full, and people were parking along the highway that enters there. And going down to the wildlife ramp, down towards the ferry, that was also stacked. One of those that concerns me the most is really what's going on at the airbase, or the recreation center, excuse me, because I am sure that the four rows of traffic on the other side of that were there for the beach, and the beach is the state's, but it is going to draw quite a few people, particularly since we've had an increase in the parking fees at Wrightsville. If you followed the paper, they've gone to $5 an hour. I think the result of that, right or wrong, and I'm not sure what their motivation was, but I would expect that it would keep the revenue up while forcing people away. And forcing people away, in my opinion, means that they'll be forcing them to the only free parking beach in the area. Any thoughts on that?
Well, I got some thoughts on that. we'll talk about that in the council meeting, I guess, in the parking.
Okay.
Can we talk to the airbase about...
We can. Yeah.
They're not calling more than people's cars moved or towed, are they?
No, but we need to be a good neighbor.
Not as far as
I know, but...
Yeah. And if they need help with that, then you should...
I don't know what... Well, I looked at the chief, but I don't know what we really can do. They could block it off. I mean, so, honestly, for them to not have people park there, they would just need to block it off, right?
Yes, and we couldn't tow there... Anyway, they would have to tow the right. property.
Right. That's what I thought. We don't have a whatever agreement between us and Sunny Point for that. I mean, not Sunny Point, but Seymour Johnson.
Not for that.
Right.
But if they have, evidently it's not bothering them.
Well, they may not be paying attention on the weekends. We could reach out. I mean, we could
reach out to them
and ask what their thoughts are about parking there.
With everything going on with when we blocked off the beach accesses, I reached out to them in Fort Fisher to let them know what we were going to do, and I spoke to both of them. I said, if y'all have any issues while our beach accesses are closed, please reach out to us so that we can help you with that.
That's right.
And I've not heard from them, but that was back in March, I guess.
Yeah, March.
So I've not heard from either one of them since that time. But I gave them my phone, cell phone and my email address, but I've not heard from either one of them.
We talked to the director. We can definitely reach out. We have a great relationship with them because of the hurricanes and because of other stuff. So if we reached out to them.
Time of year.
I'm sorry, I said we have a great relationship between the town and.
The other person, not you, you are very clear.
Okay.
The other person who talked about the parking, it's hard to hear, it's muffled.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. So we have a great relation with the director down there. Both in for a number of years with all the water sewer stuff we do with them, with the trailers we had down there while we were building town hall during the hurricanes when we supported them. So, I mean, we could reach out and talk to them about what their thoughts are about parking and send them some pictures of what they may not realize the issue that's going on.
Now, I don't believe they're staffed significantly over the weekend. Now, the other thing that concerns me about this particular action, and I think we should take some type of action, is that even though it is not our jurisdiction, I do believe that we provide service for rescues, fire.
Oh, definitely.
Right?
Yeah.
So that if that's going to be large contingents, that's going to have a, that could become a problem for us. We're not staffed for a city beach, frankly. Okay, so what we'll do is we'll take an action. If we could log that action, that will take the action to communicate with the director of the airbase and discuss traffic. Should we go to paid parking, that will also be a problem, particularly for them. That place can hold a lot of vehicles.
Who is taking the action?
I would just like us to write down the action and we'll take care of it.
Okay.
Anything else? We'll see how things go if we need to take some action on E or I or 6th in the future.
Chief, I know you and I talked offline about another sign that potentially, I don't know exactly where we would stage it, but is that something you still want to look into and then bring up at either council meeting or department head meeting? I know we're early enough in the budget year you can do it, but...
Like an electronic sign?
Yeah.
I thought that we do need another one. I didn't realize how bad until after the budget has come and gone. But it's something we can potentially look at. But I was more or less talking maybe next year. But
okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood. I apologize.
Yeah. We could definitely use another one. They have cheaper ones, but they're smaller that you can mount on a pole.
Right.
But if a hurricane comes, they're permanently mounted. We have to take them down or do something. So.
Okay, I'm sorry to put you on the spot. So
no,
if it's for next book here, it's fine. I misunderstood. I apologize.
Yeah, I mean letting them know. Your comment was to have something at the bridge to let people know where we're
going. Well, I think as we move through this, we got issues with people. We don't know when we went through March, April. A lot of we don't know is that we're still waiting to get to phase 3 to have all the hearings for the we don't knows. If we go into anything else, any type of changes, we got to help the police department on the we don't knows. And I think that's electronic signs. We either have them at K in Alabama or potentially across the bridge, at the foot of the bridge. I was kind of conceptualizing that when parking's full, the police switch the sign on it at the other side of the bridge that said, mm-hmm. Cary Beach parking is full, ticketing enforced, or something like that. But, that's up to the council to discuss. Just like Carolina Beaches right now, it says dogs on the beach after 5 p.m., I think it's causing us some problems because it's right there at the entry.
So,
I'm not saying they did that on purpose, but it feels that way some days.
Well, and we're definitely still looking at the signs. I think I was more looking next year, but there's potential to do it this year, too.
Okay.
Could you take a look, Chief, and see what might be available, mm-hmm. what options might be on that?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Any other comments from council?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We have a few minutes before we start the public meeting on planning and zoning. So how many people are on the line?
28.
28. We'll open for questions if anyone has questions relative to what's going on.
On 421. We have clearly marked signs on the east side for no parking, but in front of the airport's recreation area, a lot of people park there, especially on weekends. Is that okay?
Name and address, please.
Dockridge 117 Stormy Petrel.
Okay, thank you. Would you like to address that, Chief?
People do park on the west side. It is not marked, so therefore they can park on the west side of the street. So, unless you guys want to mark it, no parking. But
I think DOT would have to mark it, and they've said in the past they would put up no parking if we requested it.
As a follow-up to that, if you're going to allow parking there, we really need a crosswalk. There are so many near hits because people who are driving don't give the people trying to get off the beach or on the beach a break.
Well, that's a fair comment, ma'am. We've discussed crosswalks quite a bit, and crosswalks are not necessarily a safe thing to, it doesn't guarantee safety. So we've taken a look.
What is it in the seatbelt?
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Neither does the seatbelt, but it helps. And it is amazing how many near hits we have down here with people just not paying attention or being discourteous and speeding.
Well, that's typically what we have is people get irritated, but we do have the police force looking there. We do have a crosswalk at the one end of that particular area. We actually have that marked off for 75 feet on both sides so that people can see that cars are coming or that people are waiting to cross. I think if you drive through town, you will see that some people have a habit of stopping for people, and some people don't even have a habit of stopping when those lights are flashing in Carolina Beach.
Well, that's a big of a offense. That's a driving offense, which is sort of a separate issue. But for public safety, especially with having, gosh, we counted 70 cars over there this weekend, and if you assume an occupancy of only two per car, you know, that's 150 people tromping across. Crosswalk really needs to be thought about if you're going to allow the parking, because it's a liability. You're going to get some kids killed.
When you counted 70 people, was that on the west side of the fence or the east side of the fence? 70 vehicles. Both. Because it was four deep on the west side of that fence.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
As far as I could count without bothering to walk over there.
Right. So that, in fact, that parking does belong to the federal government, and it belongs to... And that is one of the actions we decided to take, is we were going to talk to them about that parking in that area.
I agree, and I don't have a problem with the parking, except that it's a safety issue because we have so many people crossing that road. You know, it's been a few years. The last one was the guy, the pedestrian who ran into the vehicle. But it's a problem with that many people coming into that one little beach access. And they're not going to walk to the other end where the pedestrian crosswalk is because they're parking here.
Well, I understand, but we cannot guarantee their safety if they will, even if we do put a crosswalk up there. So we'll take it under advisement. We're trying to take a look at what we're going to do in that area, and but we don't have any solution at this point in time. The only thing that really helps anybody crossing the street is looking both ways. Any other questions? Okay, gentlemen, would you like to get together? What's the will of council? When would you like to get together for our next extension of the emergency meeting?
Does staff need us to do it Friday before one of the weekend? Is the governor scheduled for anything this week?
Governor extended for 3 weeks. That would be to the end of the first week in August, I believe. But we have a habit of preparing. We don't necessarily have to do it in a general meeting. We can do it in a staff meeting. For the weekend, and then reviewing on Monday how the weekend went and if there's any other actions we need to take.
Does staff feel we need a meeting this Friday before we go into the weekend? Chiefs or Jimmy, Rick?
I'd like to do it early in the day so staff can get
that's
home.
What I was thinking. Yeah. If
can you do that, Joe?
Another meeting Friday?
Yeah.
Or the following Monday. That's all I'm asking staff.
I'm only available Friday morning.
Are you off Friday? If not, we can push it to Monday.
I have an eye doctor appointment Friday morning, 10 a.m.
Well,
so
I mean,
I could do Monday.
If staff doesn't need it, what about Monday then?
That's fine.
There's no reason to force it. Staff feels comfortable.
Yeah, okay.
What time on Monday? I'm fine with the middle of the day.
You're okay
on Monday? It can't be killed yet. There's all the schedule now.
11 is good for you. All right, is that a right for you, gentlemen?
Monday, 11 a.m.
Monday's good for me, but I usually do my volunteering in town on Monday, and I prefer like 3 or later.
I'm fine. 3 is fine. Whatever. I mean, I have a 1:30 meeting, but after that, I'm fine.
Well, you want to do it at 4, John? Does that work better?
I can do that by 3.
3 okay for staff?
Okay.
Is that all right, Jim? 3?
4 would probably be better.
Okay.
Because things get tight late today.
4 okay for staff? Make a motion we continue this meeting to 4 p.m. on Monday, July 27th. I had to look at my calendar.
Have a motion?
Second.
And a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.